Well, the grains had another solid weekly performance as far as the marketplace is concerned. Again, we continue to see support coming from advancements or escalation in the war with Iran, as both countries are back to staging attacks on each other between the U.S. and Iran. And we're also looking at a little bit more of an escalation in the war with Ukraine and Russia, as now they've started to go after export facilities. With Ukraine actually staging a good, well-established attack that took out one of the major exporting ports for Russia, one that was accredited with moving about 20 to 25% of their wheat exports. That helped to support the wheat market, which continued to advance throughout the week. Weather continues to be another major player as hot, dry conditions continue to be the major dominating factor. We're looking at where we're expecting to see a little bit of a cool down for most of the region. That created the market to sell off a little bit on Thursday, but the rain was pulled out of the forecast. Heat was continued to see expanding into the next couple of weeks, and that helped to push the markets higher again on Friday, and also gave the market some strength over the weekend. By the time we finished the second week of July, for the second week in a row, we saw solid gains in Minneapolis wheat as it gained close to 39 to 42 cents. Chicago wheat was up 42 to 45. Kansas City continues to be the leader, up 56 cents. Over in the corn market, we saw 5 to 6 cent gains. Soybeans were up close to 12 to 13 cents. Soybean meal finished steady for the most part. Bean oil was up over $4, and we did see canola gain close to $17. In all, we're looking at corn and soybeans still continuing to see some pretty good strength as soybeans are now flirting up to the level that we saw as their highs back in May. Same with Chicago wheat. As far as the meats, that continues to be the different story as we continue to see the funds massive liquidators of their long positions. Live cattle dropped anywhere from $10 to $11, while feeder cattle were down $9 to $12. Pretty brutal as far as the cattle markets are concerned for the third week in a row. Over in the lean hogs, we did see some small gains. Contracts are steady at up $2. Over in the crude oil was up close to $11. Gold was down close to $92. The dollar was down almost a tenth of a cent, and the Dow Jones lost 550 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.